Welcome to the Texas Home Improvement Super Podcast with Jim Dutton. All the best calls this week throughout the state of Texas. Brought to you by Floor & Decor. Largest selection of hard surface flooring and lowest prices guaranteed.
Mickey, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. Just a quick question on the outside AC condenser. Getting full of leaves and debris from, I guess, the lawn guys out there blowing around it. And I put some wire mesh around it to keep all that from getting in there. It's like chicken wire, but like quarter-inch openings. And now I'm wondering if that's affecting the airflow or if you think that would be okay.
Well, and I saw your email. I was going to actually answer that one a little bit later, but I'll save it for tomorrow now. But it probably is restricting airflow a little bit, but probably not enough that you need to be worried about it.
Okay.
And I say that because the squares are far enough away from the unit that you should still be able to pass enough air through it that I don't think that should be a big problem. Now, I will tell you, because you made reference that you're thinking it's from the yard guys blowing stuff around. Typically, when the leaves get down in there, it's actually coming from the top. It comes through where the fan blows the air out through the top of the unit. Not from around the bottom.
Yeah, I actually found that out. Yeah, I did the sides and left the top off, and I looked at it in there, and there were leaves getting in there, so I did the top, and I think it finally fixed that issue.
Yep.
So it feels fine when I put my hand over it, as far as the fan and everything.
Oh, yeah, you should be fine with it. Now, the one thing you want to make sure of is keep the fins on the unit nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because any buildup of dirt on there is kind of going to be exaggerated a little bit because you did put the wire around it, but not enough that you need to worry about. I'm assuming you get this unit serviced on a regular basis.
Yeah, actually, you guys come out. I just happened to do a little cleanup on it myself here a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And got so frustrated to get all the leaves out.
Yep. Well, when we come out and clean it, we'll use a cleaner on those coils, and that way we make sure it doesn't have any dirt and dust and stuff left on it. You'll be fine.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate it, Jim.
You bet. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Carl, welcome to 740 KTRH.
Good afternoon, Jim. I wanted to offer a little tip for the gentleman who called in about replacing duplex outlets. I looked up, just for the heck of it, I looked up on Home Depot, if you'll pardon saying it. But anyway, a box of 10 residential grade 15 amp outlets are $5.60, which is 56 cents per outlet. So if he's got 20, we're talking $12. And for outlets, and there's plenty of videos online as to how to do to replace them properly. And I thought that might be a little bit of help to him.
Yeah, and I know what he's trying to do is avoid the labor of, you know, taking everything apart and redoing it. But once you do a couple of them, it gets pretty fast.
Right. Well, I would think probably taking 5 minutes for the first one and 2 minutes for the rest of them each. If you got the tools there, it's really, you know, you've done it and I've done it, and it's super easy. And he needs to, but if he's worried about the cost, I think that he's worried about the wrong thing. But he doesn't need anything more than just a standard residential outlet, 15 amp. Yeah. And like I say, you can buy them one at a time, or they've got boxes of 10. And I'm sure that other big box stores have them too. Anyway, that's all I wanted to do, is just, you know, try to take his finger off the panic button, if you will.
Sure.
Okay, that's all I have.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. I enjoy your program, and thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Patty and Brenham, how can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. We have a slate roof, and I was wondering, I know there's not a ridge vent up there. At least I'm pretty sure there's not. And I was wondering, is there any other option to ventilate our attic, keep it a little bit cooler?
Well, you say it's a slate roof. Is it? Does it have plywood under the slate, or did they put it on the screeds? Because if they put it on the screeds, that's usually a breathable roof anyways.
Okay. That I don't know. I'd have to get up there and, well, we'd have to take the slate off to look, wouldn't we?
No, just look in the attic. If you see plywood up there, then yes, you would want to add some other ventilation.
Okay. And what would our options be?
You can go with a ridge vent. You could go with a power vent. So you do have options on which way to go. How big a house are we talking? How big an attic? I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I was asking, how many square feet is the house?
Oh, probably 3,500, maybe 4,000.
Okay. Yeah, one story or two?
It's actually three stories. So the bottom story is like a giant workshop, and then the first second floor is the first living floor, and then there's a third floor.
Okay. So I would probably be looking at a power vent then, whether it's solar powered or electric, because I doubt you're going to have enough ridge for a ridge vent on that. And it'll still have to have the soffit vents and everything, but that'll be the way to move the most air and keep the temperature, you know, the cleanest that you can, or down the lowest that you can.
Okay. A power vent. All right.
Yep.
And can you
give the folks over at Arrington Roofing a call.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're in Brenham. No, Arrington. I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else. I'm not even sure in Brenham who to call on that.
Yeah, that's a whole other deal, isn't it?
Yeah, because the guys out of Houston don't want to go that far out.
Yeah. But it's called a power vent.
Yes, ma'am. Whether it's electric or solar, either one.
Okay. Well, I'll call around the people in the area and see if anybody can do a power vent.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. You take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Russell, this is Jim. How can I help you?
Yeah, Jim, I've got a 30-year-old home, and I just got solar on it in 2021, and I'm looking to get a new AC unit soon. And I'm trying to figure out what type I need to get, if I need to get one with a soft start on it or not. And also, I have a filtration system, and I wonder if I need to get a multiple variable air draw on the fan.
Well, the fact that you have solar shouldn't make any difference on what you do with the air conditioning system, because you're still hooked up on the grid, correct?
I am grid tied, but my inverter's like 12K, so I'm right on the bubble of a ton unit, which is what I've got currently. And so that's why, is, you know, if I... And I have battery backup, but most of the time, I don't lose my grid most of the time.
Then I would tell you, I would be looking at the variable speed.
Variable speed.
And the reason for that, yeah. Granted, if it's running at full blast, it's going to pull full. But most of the time, it's running at such a reduced speed, it's not drawing what a single speed unit would be drawing. In fact, it'll operate at 30%, I think something in the lines of 60% of the time. So,
okay. All right.
Your draw would be way down.
And would I need to get, do most ACs come with soft starts now, or is that something additional?
No, that's additional. The systems typically don't need to stop the and it's called a hard start. They don't typically need that until they've started aging some, so I wouldn't worry about that at this time.
Okay. All right, appreciate it.
You know, I take that back. I take that back because you're trying to keep from spiking, and that's really what the hard start kit does. So, yeah, you may want to consider adding that on, and they're not all that ungodly expensive to have added on. It's a few hundred bucks.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. All right, that's what I needed. Thank you.
You bet. You take care.
All right, bye.
Steve in Richmond. This is Jim. How can I help you?
Hello, Jim. I have a kind of an interesting issue with a water heater. I woke up this morning, and my wife kept hearing this, for lack of a better term, kind of like a clunking in the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
So I went good under, and what it was doing was kind of shaking a overhead fixture every once in a while. It was consistent, but it was intermittent also. So I went up in the attic where the water heater is, and I can stand there and look at the water heater, and I hear this clunk, and it's sometimes 20, 25 seconds apart. And when it clunks, the cold water inlet line vibrates, and so that's what we were hearing down on the ceiling. And it's a relatively new water heater. It's about 5 years old, maybe.
Okay.
So what could that be? It's a gas water heater. It's in the attic. There's no leaks around it. Everything looked normal. I didn't smell any gas or anything like that. But it's a definite clunk. And before I called you, I just wanted to make sure I can stand underneath it in my hallway and I can hear it.
Yeah. And you don't have a water softener or anything in the house, do you?
No, sir. I haven't for years.
Yeah. What happens when you don't have a softener is sediment will build up in those water heaters.
Okay.
And that clunk that you're hearing is a chunk of the sediment that has bonded together, has broken loose. And so when the burner's underneath firing it up, those chunks will sometimes float up and drop down again. Kind of like when you're boiling a pot of water and you have eggs in there, how they'll float up and down again sometimes. Well, uh-huh. That sediment chunks do that. And when they do that, it sounds like you're dropping a rock in there, but it's really probably no bigger than a small marble. It just sounds bad.
Really?
Yep.
And so that's probably not going to go away?
Well, sometimes what will happen is it'll refuse itself with things again. And at that point, it goes away. Other times, if it stays moving the whole time, no, it doesn't go away. So it's just going to depend on the situation. Now, this is one of the reasons they tell you to drain a water heater periodically,
yes,
and every 6 to 12 months. But if you don't start doing that in the first 2 years, there's typically not a point because the sediment is already there and causing the issues. But it's not going to affect the hot water you have or anything like that. It just makes it make noise.
Okay. Would it hurt to isolate it and let it settle for a day or so to see if it makes any difference?
No. In fact, that was actually going to be one of my suggestions. You don't necessarily need to shut the hot water off on it, but turn it way down so that sediment can settle back down to the bottom. And give it a few days to sit down there. So you'll still have hot water. What you're going to have to do is not put as much cold water with it. And then you can turn it back up again. But I would bet that you probably are on the higher end right now on the thermostat of the water heater. And so that tends to push it along further.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So turn the temperature down to, what, 90 or something like that?
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I would just turn it down to where it's probably only a quarter on the dial because it's not going to have a temperature on there. It's just going to have well, I guess some of the newer ones do have temperatures now, but you still want to keep it hot. You just don't want to keep it boiling, and that's what it sounds like it's doing is boiling in there right now.
I got you. So when it comes on and fires and starts heating up, the sediment rises, and then once it gets up so far, it falls back down, and that's what we're hearing?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, sir. I appreciate your help. And the only alternate, if this doesn't clear it up, is call a plumber and replace it, correct?
Pretty much.
Okay, I got you. All right. Thanks, sir. I appreciate your help.
You bet. And what I would suggest, if you do replace it,
yes,
since it is a gas water heater,
yes,
take a look at a tankless when you replace it. You'll never have that problem again then.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Take care.
You've just heard the best calls and questions from Texas Home Improvement. For more information about our show, go to thipro.com.